Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on someone who we've been waiting to do for a while, Mumbo Jumbo.
Bruce Wayne, we're not too dissimilar. You know, we're both CEOs of companies that we don't really fully understand. We don't really understand why we're CEO either. That is a strong connection that we have there. We both have highly advanced weaponry and incredibly fast reflexes. Either of us kill people despite it making logical sense to do so at some points. We both have sweet rides. And we both have really manly and low-pitched husky voices. Manly. Husky. Yeah. The only issue is my parents are still alive, but that can be changed.
Mumbo Jumbo is a Minecraft creator that we have been waiting to do for a while and I have gotten a lot of requests for. He is very popular, not for the Dream SMP this time, but for his series Hermitcraft, as well as Last Life recently. So basically, that's pretty sick that we're changing it up a bit. And you may be like, is this a smaller creator? No, not at all. Mumbo Jumbo has 7.93 million subscribers, so yes, he is a massive creator, and it's definitely another Minecraft creator, so that's very fun to see. He also is a cinematographer on the side with a second channel that has 600,000 subscribers called Mumbo, and he is a very cool guy. I was skeptical at first because, you know, whenever you branch out to a new YouTuber, you're never really sure what to say, but I don't know, you're never sure what to expect, but it's been pretty awesome to see that Mumbo Jumbo is better than I ever expected. So one of the things that's kind of interesting is Mumbo Jumbo is an old school Minecrafter. I think a lot of, you know, Minecrafters today, they don't really have a niche per se, where I feel like back in the day, back in the Wild West, you kind of had to have a niche in Minecraft. You couldn't really be like, I guess Dream is a PvPer, and I guess that could be a niche. But I think a lot of people exist in this hybrid of just being a part of content and just using the game as kind of like a vessel. Where before, you kind of had to be good at a specific part or have, like, a reason someone would come to watch your videos. Bad Boy Halo is, like, a very good builder, so you do have, like, him on the Dream SMP. But before, you kind of always had to have a niche. And Mumbo is definitely fits into that category of being an OG. Mumbo definitely fits into that category of being an OG. And we can kind of see that his niche is redstone. Mumbo is insanely good at redstone, and basically a lot of his videos are based off the premise of what he can do with redstone. You know, I mean, obviously he does have some moments in these servers where it's not all redstone, but a lot of his content is centered around the use of redstone and making crazy contraptions with it, either in the way that people just want to see cool stuff or people want to see how to make these cool things. So Mumbo, it seems, again, very cool creator. I've looked through a lot of his videos. So he has kind of, like, I would say two main types of videos on his channel, and then we'll split it up even further. So one, he has his series. Mumbo, it looks like currently, is a part of two main channels, or not, two main servers, one, which is the Last Life server.
We kind of walked out of that best case scenario, you know,
with but we all both those died. Lives
that could have gone.
But yeah. We both died. We're the only people that died. I don't think we walked out of this.
It's a sacrifice we had to make.
I don't know if that was the best case scenario at all. You know what? I admire your optimism. The level of optimism that is required for this to be best case scenario that we're
I'm
both red names.
I'm trying to find a silver lining. Yeah.
And the other, which is the Hermitcraft server.
Mumbo. It's actually Mumbo here that's called this meeting.
Indeed.
And as the head of marketing and meetings, it's my job.
Are you meant to be eating right now?
Are you eating?
It's M&M's, isn't it?
Is this really a time of eating M&M's?
Have you landed on your sponsorship deal? There's like a cross-promotional... Is this our first funding as Botum? Is we've landed an M&M's sponsorship?
So, these two servers, one is more new than the other. Hermitcraft server is not only the Hermitcraft server, but it's Hermitcraft number 8. So there have been 8 of them. to kind of give you an idea of how kind of cool this is that they've lasted for this long. So Hermitcraft 8 episode 25 was posted a day ago, right? A day ago. Now Hermitcraft 1, Hermitcraft episode 0, Welcome Home, was posted 8 years ago. That is insane to have keeping that content going from this for so long. And what's more than that is, right, that was when the first Hermitcraft episode was posted all that long time ago. And you may think that he's one of these YouTubers who is past his prime. They're at Hermitcraft 8. How can people still be watching? Well, a day ago, he posted Hermitcraft 8, episode 25. And that was a day ago, and it already has 1.5 million views. So this dude can pull the views. He's definitely still relevant. And it's pretty awesome to see. So, like, again, he has those videos, and the other server is called Last Life, where I don't know the full logistics of it, but what I've been able to gather from the episodes I have watched is that, like, everybody kind of has a specific number of lives, and it changes, like, your role in the server depending how many you have left. So if you, like, a red name, and I think if you have one life left, you can be a bit more violent, stuff like that, but you can also trade lives and all of that. So it's a really cool idea and a fun server. So he has those kind of server style videos, and then he has his other style videos, which are just kind of himself making creations or reacting to things. Like most recent, making creations, making AFK XP farms with Skulk Blocks in Minecraft. That was 5 days ago. 1.6 million views. What's another type of one of those videos? Like, I made a tiny safe house in Minecraft. So still like those types of like fun redstone building videos. But, you know, he's still continuing those and they're still doing very successful.
Here, and then right click there, then we might be able to take an observer output from it. Yes, can you hear that? Every single time I right click, the piston is firing. I've never been so thankful for 4 pixels in my entire life. And I can still take a comparator output from this lectern through the note block, which is going to be important for the future. Anyway.
So the things I've liked about Mumbo, this is going to sound a bit weird, but one thing that I do just like really appreciate about Mumbo is that he's very down to earth. I don't know. I am coming from the Dream SMP in a lot of my Minecraft analysis lately, so it may be a little skewed. But I think a lot of times recently with Minecraft, you get a lot of this chaoticness where a lot of it's more meant, you know, there's a lot of, when people are doing Minecraft, it's, they want things to happen. So either it's a crazy mod, a crazy storyline, blowing each other up, and all of that. And, so yeah, that's what I think you normally get. Some, a lot of screaming, yelling, or laughing, bits. Kind of a very, I would say, almost produced aspect to Minecraft videos that you didn't really used to see back in the day, but now you are kind of seeing it now. Now, Mumbo, I mean, he does have kind of like this produced aspect and a lot of like the Last Life stuff, but there's this aspect that I think is not difficult to find with Minecraft, but underappreciated nowadays, where it's the chill Minecraft. You can find a very toned down, you know, just maybe like it's 4 a.m. you want a Minecraft video type video from Mumbo's channel. And I think those can easily be found in like a lot of the him building in the Hermitcraft server, or some of his like standalone building videos, like I said, like the small like safe house. And this is really fun to me. It's really fun and impressive. I would say it's fun and impressive because to keep that alive is difficult. The YouTube is always changing. Always changing. And it's changed in a lot of major ways. So if you are able to kind of keep this kind of niche alive, I think that's really fun and impressive. And it's difficult to do. So I would say hats off to him that he's been able to do that. And it's not just keeping it alive. It is thriving. Like, I am going to go through his last, we'll do 6 videos. a day ago, as I said, 1.5 million views. 5 days ago, 1.6 million views. 6 days ago, 1.3 million views. 1 week ago, 2.1 million views. Another week ago, 1.4 million views. Another 2 weeks ago, 2 million views. He is posting this often and drawing this much of a crowd, which is just absolutely, I don't want to say bonkers, but it is bonkers. And in it, he's not really being at all kind of weird. He's just being really chill. It's not like he has to act all wacky and stuff like this. He's just being like a chill guy making content. And that's pretty powerful to see that, you know, you can have this down-to-earth guy who has little to no flash just make solid content that goes really well. And I think that's really fun. Continuing on, I think the Hermitcraft server, I enjoy the building. I enjoy the vibe of it. But sometimes it can get a bit repetitive, I think, in the building process. But I do like that. With the Last Life, that's probably my favorite of the two servers. Now, I didn't watch Hermitcraft from the beginning, so there's no nostalgia attached. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I've been watching this for this many years. So with that no nostalgia attached, I would say Last Life is better just because it creates more content while still having the ability to be chill. But they're like, there's a boogeyman assigned every kind of like, I don't know if it's day or like session, and when it's assigned, like they have to kill people. So there's always like guaranteed action, which is nice.
All right, here we go. Oh, I'm nervous. If Timmy gets this, we're in real trouble.
We are in trouble.
I am not the boogeyman.
Not the boogeyman.
Hey, okay. Wait a minute.
Hey,
that was a delay.
Hold on a minute.
Why do you guys always think I'm sus every time?
Because you act sus all the time.
But Hermitcraft does have a chill vibe to it. The standalone videos, they're not my favorites, only because I'm impatient. I'm a kid who was not the biggest fan of Legos. So like when I got Legos, I would just want the toy at the end. And that's how I kind of feel with like some of his standalone videos. Like when he's making, say, the smallest base in Minecraft, I like think it's like cool that he can build it, but I just want to skip ahead and see the end. Like that's the type of, I don't know, person I am. And you may really enjoy the building process more than I do, but that's how like I kind of feel. His most popular videos, I did watch a few of these. Most popular. 20 more doors in 100 seconds. That was 7 years ago. And yeah, two door videos, and that's just kind of him showing off, I think, his redstone skills, where it's just kind of cool to see that he could do all of this and make such a simple video so entertaining. And I think that is where you kind of get to a peak in YouTube. If you're able to make this 1 minute 47 second video where it's just, you know, basic Minecraft doors, but it's just fun. It's like, it's just an enjoyable watch. You can just sit there and just kind of watch him go through these doors. And if their videos like that can do well, I don't know. It gives me hope for YouTube's future that we will still have this ability to not make everything a huge production. I made a safe house in Minecraft. Another fun one. Everybody likes defenses and rigging up traps. That's always fun to watch. And now Minecraft Redstone versus Building, Mumbo versus Green. It would be a travesty, a travesty to go through a Mumbo Jumbo episode and not mention Green. So Mumbo Jumbo, on someone who is on the server with him on the Last Life and Hermitcraft server and has also collaborated with him multiple ways in Redstone versus Building, Redstone with Building, and also in real life with his film channel, is Green.
I need to Green proof. Now don't get me wrong, I really like him. He's a fantastic guy, he's a good friend of mine, but good grief. I need to protect my builds from him sometimes, okay? Flicking levers that you shouldn't be flicking, stealing gunpowder that you shouldn't be stealing. We need to create some form of Green proof structure, which is exactly what I've done.
So Green is another Minecraft YouTuber. Maybe we'll do an episode on him later, depending on how this goes. But yes, and he is very good as well, and they have a very good relationship because, again, they're these two friendly, chill people that are just getting along. There's, like, not really... The dynamic is that there's no tension. There's no, like, really hostility. If a joke, like, if an insult is made, it's, like, the lightest insult of all, and they both laugh about it. It's a really fun, nice video to have that you could just watch and chill. And that's what I would say Mumbo's channel provides. And the Minecraft Redstone versus Building were very fun to watch. Some of my favorite Minecraft videos that I have seen in a while. And it was pretty awesome. So getting into the more technical details of Mumbo Jumbo, his thumbnails. One thing that I would say that seems to be amazing is his thumbnails do seem pretty good. He has similar placement of, you know, him, the You Know It's a Mumbo video, and he's obviously pretty good at it. What's surprising is there doesn't look to be much clickbait, if that makes sense. We'll sometimes highlight the Minecraft character, like do an outer glow on that in front of a background, but he doesn't do like red arrows or anything. He puts the episode number, he puts maybe the logo, and that's it. But one thing that is really cool that Mumbo does is in every single one of his videos going back for a very long time, he has the Mumbo Jumbo logo with the two eyes and the mustache in the upper right hand corner. And why this is effective is because no matter what, if you are somewhat involved in Minecraft or you have any idea about who he is, you are going to see that video and you're going to go, oh, it's a Mumbo Jumbo video. And the fact that he's been able to kind of make that mark is really, really impressive. And he had this little red like banner in his top right hand corner for like a while, a long time ago, and it's kind of morphed into that, so it still feels like it's been this thing going on for like 8 years. But no, obviously he's doing it well with the thumbnails, but that I would say is an extra like added bit that makes it super impressive, because if you were going to add it now, I think people would probably be a bit put off by it, but since he's been doing it for so long, it's definitely a good strategy. Continue on. His editing style. By the way, I found that he started doing it 5 years ago and has continued with it. That's crazy. His editing style. His editing style is very good. I think he does a good job of knowing when to fast forward and knowing when to stop. I think he realizes that, like, people want to see the planning process, right? They want to see the planning process. They want to see, you know, them probably making the build, making, you know, like picking out what blocks they're going to use, picking out maybe the first few blocks they're going to use, stuff like that, like doing the first few buildings. But then after you're doing the same building over and over, you can fast forward that. And I think Mumbo has realized at this point when to fast forward and when to hold back. And that is cool that he knows how to do that and that he's gotten to that level and done it accurately. Also, I think that same thing, he has this program. I've never seen a lot of other Minecraft YouTubers use it, which is surprising, in which he basically zoom out and show himself gathering resources. And I think that's also cool because it's in like a time lapse. It's not like very slowly zoomed out. It's a time lapse of zoomed out of him gathering resources. And I think this is cool because I think you feel a little left out when a creator does like some offline mining or some offline resource gathering. So being able to, you know, not sit through it but still get that hint of it is really fun. And I think that he did a good job of like striking that balance, which I think is super cool. Moving on, I have like only compliments. I have no idea what else he could do better. He's releasing every week, getting an insane amount of views, making great content that has variation. Mumbo is overall a star YouTuber, and I think a great example of what, you know, a YouTuber can do if he is able to last long on the platform. One thing that I did hear kind of teased by Tommy Innit, and you might be wondering, why is Tommy Innit related to Mumbo, is what you might be wondering. but I think Tommy in a tease that he might be doing a video with him, Tubbo, and Mumbo Jumbo.
Aw, oh, dude, I've been having such a good time. I spoke to Mumbo Jumbo. I have not met a man who was more Phils of Minecraft than Phils of Minecraft. He was the nicest bloke ever. So if you ever see a vlog with me and Mumbo, that would be cool. God, he was so lovely. Dude. You will like the lie detector. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah, he's just a brilliant man. He is more Philzer than Phil. That's what you know what I mean.
Which would be really honestly entertaining because Tommy and Mumbo's demeanor seem to be so opposite, except for the fact that they're just British. So I'd be really excited to watch that. So keep an eye out for that, guys. I think that might be it. I hope this one is edited. Thank you, Future Mac, if it is. I think it's probably going to come out Tuesday. I know that's late, but I think the next one should be coming out on a Sunday. I don't want to make the middle of the week a constant thing. But thank you guys so much for all the support. I really appreciate it. I don't think we have any reviews this week. But thank you for the suggestion as well. See you guys later. Goodbye.